Deutschlandfunk Kultur Kompressor.
Und jetzt stöbert Paul Paulun für uns Perlen der Audiokunst auf. Hier sein neuestes Fundstück.
Poesie als kollektive Erfahrung war das Ziel der Four Horsemen, als sie sich im Frühjahr 1970 im kanadischen Toronto zusammenfanden. Nach Experimenten mit freier Improvisation entwickelte die Gruppe Verfahren, um ihre Ideen grafisch abzubilden. Es war ihnen wichtig, auch komplexe Stücke live aufführen zu können. Inspiriert waren die Four Horsemen vom dadaistischen Pionier des Lautgedichts Hugo Ball. So wie er suchten sie nach neuen dichterischen Formen. Beim Stück Monotony legt einer von ihnen seine Erkenntnisse hochtrabend in einem Monolog dar, während zwei andere sich darüber unterhalten.
What I am about to say could be monotonous, but what is monotony if what I am about to say exploits
what?
Monotony?
What?
I don't know, but this still does not answer my question as to what is monotony. I will try to answer, and as I was the one who posed the question, it should not be very difficult for me to find one, should it? What is monotony but the removal of the joy of anticipation and thereby the removal of insecurity? What is monotony but this? Whatever is a process of repetition is monotony. Is monotony a process then of repetition? This is another question I have asked. It is only right that I answer it for you. What is repetition? I ask again, what is repetition? What is it? Is it an extension of dimensions, a destruction of boundaries? It is only just that I answer these questions as I am the one who has posed them. But first I should tell you what Gertrude Stein has said about repetition. Having read a lot of Gertrude Stein, I should tell you what she says about repetition, shouldn't I? And as I am the one who has just asked this question, it is only right that I should answer it. This is, of course, should not be very difficult as I am the one who has asked the question. Stein says, repetition, there is no repetition. There is no such thing as repetition. What is a repetition but an increase in insistence, an increase in pressure, whether it is visual pressure or tactual pressure or emotive pressure. It is an increase in insistence, not repetition. As I reach the bottom of this page, making my first typing error, I have no desire to amend and pretend I did not make it. As I reach the bottom, I should repeat, repetition is not really repetition but insistence. What has this to do with monotony? As I am the one who has just asked this question, I feel it is only right that I should answer it. After all, it should not be difficult to do so, as I am the one who has just asked this question. If monotony is the removal, but there you see, I've started on a hypothetical, which is not really very good. I'll try, whoops, there goes my first piece of punctuation. Monotony, I put it to you, is the removal of the joy of anticipation. Although I personally find little joy in anticipating, monotony is the removal of...
Did you say something?
What?